This is a Big Theory Podcast.
Mozart's Ghost, the hottest band on the internet.
Hi, it's Angela.
Angela? FedEx Ship Software had you signing for that disc 3 minutes ago. What took you so long?
Well, I was having way too much fun with this Mozart's Ghost.
See anything unusual?
Nope. Looks like a normal web page to me, except for that little... Who's that little icon at the bottom of the screen?
Click on it and then press Control Shift.
We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Okay, Tanner, I see that you're grinning goofily as if we're about to have a fun, goofy, happy time. This is an all-business episode. We have so much work to do, just work.
Yeah.
To get through this. And so I don't want any silly digressions and I don't want any nonsense. And I think you know that.
Okay. Are you, I'm curious what sort of like work you're anticipating we need to be doing.
Okay. Well, let's see. We have got,
because I have my own sort of agendas.
1, 2, 3, 4 name generators to do. And oh, we have to do, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different memorials. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And we've got some things to say up front. I've got something I'd like to say. Let's just come out and say
to
it.
To me?
Yeah, to the world.
Okay.
No one else is saying it. So let's just say it. Fake Angela Bennett is a total babe.
Oh,
just
what was her
admit
name?
It. Because I feel like the movie doesn't want to admit it.
What was her name? Now I
Ruth
can't
Marks.
Remember her name. Yeah, Ruth Marks.
Her actual name is Ruth Marks, though she's credited as imposter, which is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's clear that her actual name is Ruth Marks from context.
You know what, Jack? I think it's a inappropriate conversation for the podcast, and I think every person has their own tastes in what they find attractive in other people's, and yours and mine differ in many ways.
Okay, moving on. It's the net. Mozart's Ghost. Hey, modem noise, modem noise.
Yeah. Yeah,
whoa,
that's good.
Everything's online now. You can even get pizza from pizza.net.
Oh my God, she does so many things online.
She does so many things online that you can't.
I mean, you can now.
You oh,
it's like,
all right. Why don't you go
head over
to pizza.net and see if you can order us a couple of little pies for the podcast right now.
Pizza.net?
Just, I'll wait. Pizza.net, that's where she goes.
Okay.
I assume they've perfected the technology that was already there in the 90s over on pizza.net.
Wow.
Where everyone goes for pizza.
No one seems to own pizza.net.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't even make it yet.
It's bizarre that no one owns it. Like, does Pizza Hut own it?
I was so surprised.
I just assumed it would forward me to Pizza Hut.
Yeah, but my browser is just like, pizza dot what? No one's ever thought of this before.
I've heard of the suffix before, yeah. But...
pizza? Yeah, so exactly. Case proven. You can't get pizza...
My browser literally says... check if there's a typo in pizza.net.
Fucking idiot. Mozart's Ghost. It's the net, everybody.
Mozart's Ghost. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's
I sort of
it.
Have a hidden agenda, too.
Okay.
Because,
great.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it was cut, or now you're going to have to keep it in, but you mentioned sort of your sort of lecherous heavings towards Ruth Marks. Was that her name?
I just said, I'll say it again. I think that she's a total babe. And I think that the movie and also her apparent lack of a subsequent
like wringing his hands
career doesn't do her justice. I just wanted to shout her out. She did a good job in the role as well. She's pretty
she's
sinister.
She's a part of this cool team.
Yeah.
Called the Praetorians.
Oh, so cool.
And it seems like the whole thing is like her whole backstory. If she is actually Ruth Marks.
Yeah.
her whole backstory is that she like is from a broken home and like has a long history of like drug arrests and prostitution arrests. And for some reason, Praetorian is like,
yeah, weird. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. I see.
Now you're like a six figure a year, like programmer.
Haxor. Yeah.
And like, you just get to like do this for a bit, like live this cool lifestyle.
Yeah.
We'll pay you a ton of money. We'll train you to like kill people.
Yeah.
Hopefully you won't have to.
She's just an agent. She's an operative.
And she has no skills.
I think she can hack.
Well, maybe she can hack a little.
Well,
but like
days,
she has no like espionage skills. Like Sandra Bullock, like fucking like sweeps her legs out from under.
Yeah,
her when
she learns it on like, the fly. Espionage. Sandra Bullock is like caught pretty flat footed at first because she's very surprised to be in this conspiracy.
Who wouldn't be? She's just a normal like hacksaw.
And then she pretty quickly turns the tables on the Praetorians. She's like, now you're playing on my turf. Once we've like entered the realm of the net.
You know what that says to me? The training's not that hard.
What, to be a Praetorian?
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds cool. It sounds like they're like.
Ruth Marx wasn't very good at it.
Sounds like they have like a political agenda. There's a moment in the movie.
No, I don't care.
We'll describe the movie. No, but it's kind of funny. I want to share it with you.
They're targeting secretaries.
Yeah, they're not nice. It's at the 1 hour and 10 minute mark when like things are really kind of this evil dude, Jack Devon, is chasing Sandra Bullock around an affair. And then he does basically the only real explanation we have of like what the Praetorian's agenda is. And right. He like grabs her and he says to her.
So take a look around you. Do you think things are working? I don't think so.
And like they pan the camera around and it's just like some people at the fair. And then there's like a guy dressed as a rat. And it's like, is this your thing? People are dressed up like rats. It's like, yeah, no, it's a fair, though.
It's like it was the Santa Monica Pier. It was like a carnival.
It's a carnival. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese type guy.
This movie has like a carnival sequence, like a carnival like chase sequence. It's got like a convention center catwalk sequence. Peak like 1995 action. Jack, one question for you before we get to talking about the net on this.
Our podcast.
Strange Bedfellows, our podcast about romance books and movies.
Yeah.
Is it a romance? 1995's The Net. I can explain why we watched it.
Yeah, we should say it is the summer of Sandra. Hashtag summer of Sandra, hashtag summer of Sundra, hashtag Sundra, summer of Sandra, taking it back from the manosphere, hashtag meatballs.
Yeah.
And it's summer of Sandra. It's a whole summer of Sandy. It's a sandy summer. Get your beach clothes out.
Yeah.
Liberally apply some sunscreen. Go get some of those like fun little popsicles people have at the beach. But watch out for the serial killer, Son of Sam.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the vibe we're going for, right? Yeah.
I don't remember how Son of Sam even snuck in there.
Yeah.
But it's appropriate to this one because this one's like an action thriller. And we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in my segment, the Summer of Sandra body count.
Okay, great. And maybe we can kind of
mesh our two plots together because it sounds like you've just done a whole.
My in memoriams.
Your in memoriams. I'll just note the ones who were killed by Sandra Bullock's character.
Yeah. No, is the answer. It's not a romance.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, there's quite a romantic interlude between Sandra Bullock and the guy from Thing. Guy from British Stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jamie was surprised to see, she's like, oh, it's...
Guy from British Things.
Guy from British Stuff.
Yeah, it's our hit segment. It's called... Dramatis Personae. There is, of course, Guy from British Stuff is in it. You'll recognize
Jack
him
Devlin
from such name. British stuff as all the British things that he's in. Also, we've got
Gosford Park.
Don't forget, Dennis Miller's in it.
Dennis Miller's in it. Honestly, pretty good.
He's great. He does a great job in it.
He's kind of funny. Yeah, I don't know.
He just plays Dennis Miller.
He gets murked.
Like, what if Dennis Miller was
These guys are such good SNL hackers that they can like
they murk anybody,
hack their way into killing you. Yeah. They can hack you to death.
They hack everything.
He says it at some point. Yeah. She at the 3-minute and 50-second mark, we're sort of introduced to Sandra Bullock's character, Angela Bassett.
Yeah. Angela Bassett.
That's one for dramatis personae.
Yeah.
And she's playing Wolfenstein 3D.
Yeah, which rules. And presumably talking to the actual creator and developer of Wolfenstein. Because she's like, hey, this is great. And the guy's like, yeah, we're excited. We think it's going to hit big with the teens. And it's like, this is Wolfenstein 3D. Is the premise of this movie that Sandra Bullock is talking to the guy who developed
she's
Wolfenstein
3D? She's like there at the
3D?
Beginning of like, id Software.
Very dynamic game, Mr. DePina.
You can be honest, Angela. This game is as bloody as it gets. But believe me, the kids will eat this up. But first, you gotta tell me what keeps crashing the damn thing.
Like, that's quite a thing to bake into your narrative and then not have it go anywhere.
I think she's like the threat systems analyst at Cathedral Games.
Yeah, yeah. She checks
which is
out
the
your,
id games.
Your game for like exploits and shit.
Yeah, so she finds one in Wolfenstein 3D and she tells Mr. DePina.
Okay.
Well, you have been virus, Mr. DePina, and not so very nice one.
Which is a cool thing to say, but it's also something that the Praetorians can do.
Yeah, they'll virus you.
They virus Dennis Miller straight
to
death.
Dennis Miller. Yeah, we're going to get
probably
to that.
Hurt. Quick, not a romance, of course, but it is a squeakquel. We're sort of on a little bit of a journey of the soul within Summer of Sandra. Summer Sandra.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here. And just to kind of continue sort of casting our minds out to where we could go next, I did want to kind of do the narrative ties to A Simple Plan for this one.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Just in case it's where we want to head next.
Yeah, we'll just say briefly, just to wrap it up, that she does have a brief romantic interlude with Jack Devon, this British man from Thing, and but then he turns out to be trying to kill her. So that's not a romance. And then I guess there's like a romance between her and the web. But that kind of goes bad, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's also like, she's a little flirtatious with like
Dennis Miller.
Big Bob.
With Cyber Bob.
Cyber Bob.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's true. Yeah. We'll get to that. Let's hear. Let's,
I think he gets marked too, though.
Yeah, I know.
I hope you got him. Memorial. Narrative ties to A Simple Plan. Mm-hmm. It's about someone who's in over their head trying to keep a grip on the situation.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of broadly.
Much like that movie. Yeah.
I haven't seen a simple, when did A Simple Plan come out? 98.
Plane crash.
Was there a plane crash? Oh, yeah. There's a plane crash, too.
Yeah.
In both films. Sandra Bullock's like hacker boyfriend
Dale.
They're not in love, but they like love to hack together. Takes his Cessna out to Burbank and runs into some cooling towers of like a power plant. Dies.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Simple Plan in a while, but I think Mozart's ghost is in it too.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's probably the strongest tie of all. Let's say the movie real quick, and I think maybe we can try to do this chronologically. When we get to the name generators, we'll do the name generators. When we get to the in memoriams, we'll do the in memoriams.
You want to wait for like a sober moment to do the in memoriams, you know?
Yeah, well, the movie did it.
What do you mean? It was killing people left, right, and center.
Yeah. Let's say what
I think
happens.
It's definitely the most deaths we've had of any of the romance movies we've watched so far.
Oh, lots. And it's not really romance, is it? Sandra or Sandra, depending on how you like to say it, is she's a hacksaw and she, you know, it's classic hacksaw. She doesn't go out that much. She eats pizza.
The net
herself.
Is a thriller.
Have you ever seen? Let me ask you this.
A Simple Plan is considered a neo-noir thriller.
Okay, perfect. What they might as well be the same fucking movie.
Action thriller, neo-noir thriller.
There's I'm asking you a question.
In you.
Have you ever seen
connecting those two?
A Sandra Bullock movie where there's not a sequence where she's like pathetically ordering food in for herself again?
Yeah, she's
and like the usual, please.
She has like
do you think it's baked into her contract that she has to have that scene?
I think if we were to remake this movie, well, if we were to remake this movie 10 years ago, it would be Jennifer Lawrence. Like,
yeah, cool.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't know who it is now. Someone who's like slouchy and it's in like Zendaya.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
You know?
Yeah. That would be great.
there's always like someone who's some like leading lady who's like the slouchy, like cat lady, like desperate single. I don't know if we're supposed to believe she's not attractive.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
At least in this case, it's just like in the other movies, it's like, well, she's so frumpy. How could she get a man? But like in this movie, it's like she doesn't go outside because she's like obsessed with the net.
Well, yeah, she just spends all her time on the net. She's a lot like Neo in
She's Matrix. A lot like Neo.
In that one little scene you see of like his life before the whole Matrix stuff happened.
He's just like on the web.
Yeah.
Look, we've got to say she's browsing the web and she's a white hat hacksaw. And she like, I'm sorry that we're throwing all this terminology at you. And if, you know, you're going to have to like just try to run with it. Because Tanner just and like, I know a lot of this stuff.
Go to like hacksaw. I'm sure there's something called Hacksawpedia.
Yeah, go to Hacksawpedia.
Below my pay grade to ever look up something like that, but
yeah, you know what I like to do? I'll like view source on a website and then be like, look how elite I am.
Yeah.
Cool. Listen, she is elite. She's an elite hacksaw. And she solves like viruses and then she gets a real nasty one. She kind of collects them with her friend Dale. And she gets a real nasty one.
Playing Wolfenstein,
says,
she gets
like,
one.
Mozart's ghost. And it seems like it's like this disc that like goes to a web page that's like a band. But if you click the pi symbol at the bottom, oh my God, suddenly you're like hacking into the mainframe of like all this government shit. And she's like, what is that? She calls Dale. She's like, Dale, we got to talk about it. Dale's like, I'm already on the case. She's like, well, I'm going on vacation, my first vacation in years. I'm going fun in the sun. I don't have time to talk to you. And he's like, we got to meet IRL. I will fly my Cessna.
Come on, why don't you just tell me what this is about?
Look, I'd rather not on the phone. Look, I can fly down tonight on my Cessna, be there by breakfast. We'd have 5 hours. Angela.
You know this shit better than anyone.
Fine.
Yeah.
We're
caught up in something now, baby.
Big crash, and
they're caught up in is hacksaws.
It's hacksaws.
Black hat hacksaws.
I'm going to stop down now and try to give Dale the space that he was not given in the film.
3-9 Mike Bravo, that's a negative. Verify your position and check your instruments.
All normal for crying out loud. You must be able to see my lights.
That's a negative. Execute a missed approach immediately. Contact approach control on 124.5.
Okay, Burbank, but still, everything looks okay.
Shit!
I think that...
He worked in San Francisco.
Dale dies at the 16-minute and 30-second mark of this film, and it's been established that he's basically her only friend. And I did not feel that sufficient care or concern was given by anyone involved. Sandra Bullock included.
Her life falls apart. I'm looking at you here after.
to the matter of Dale's death. She finds out like on the phone with Dale's boss, and he's like, "Oh yeah, didn't hear Dale died in the plane."
The honchos up here aren't gonna let me pick up someone new to replace Dale on such short notice. Not with all the security breaches we had in the past.
Replace Dale? Okay. What, you're kidding, right?
Oh God, I'm sorry. I thought you'd heard.
What? What happened?
Angela, Dale's dead. His plane crashed last night outside L.A.
I just talked to him yesterday. He was coming to see me.
And it puts things in perspective, doesn't it? Well, let's talk when you get back, huh? And try to have a good vacation.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon, Russ.
She's like, oh, well, got to go on vacation. So I thought you and I could do it a little bit. You want me to say a few words?
Yeah, please.
First, okay, let's try to bring the mood down a little bit. Well, we are gathered here today to honor the life of Dale, who wasn't honored by any of his friends at the time in the 90s. He was an elite hacksaw, but he used his hacking powers for good. He was working for...
That's why we asked all the gentlemen to wear white hats today.
Yeah, that's why everyone's wearing white hats, as you could see. He worked for Centurion something hacking conglomerate and really helped people fixer bugs and stuff, and but sure. he collected viruses, computer viruses, and ultimately
yeah, they'd FedEx them back that, and forth.
That love tragically ended up having his plane hack sword, and then he smashed into some stuff, didn't he? Because he was like, I'm near the runway,
he says,
and they're like,
says,
they're like, no,
says,
you're not.
Gosh darn, you must see my lights.
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart or something. And, moments before his tragic death. Sorry.
And he lives in San Francisco. And Dale
lived in San Francisco. You're
a real one.
And I just, if I can just say a few words.
Yeah. Take your time.
Dale died in 1995. When I was 11.
Yeah.
And I was living in Colorado, and he died running into a cooling tower in Burbank, California.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any chance that we would have ever possibly met. But, you know, I think as a 9-year-old, or an 11-year-old, I definitely would have looked up to what he did.
Yeah.
I probably would have thought it was pretty cool.
Very cool. Like fracking and shit. Fracking? Freaking.
Yeah, freaking. Phone freaking.
Yeah.
Beige boxing. As a lifelong fan, lifelong scaredy cat of flying.
Yeah.
I think the depiction of your death probably would have really frightened me.
Yeah.
But, I guess I hope you can keep hacking in heaven.
Yeah. That's beautiful, and I wish that the net had had time to do what we had to do here, but they didn't.
So, how many people died in the movie?
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more.
Okay, 6 people died in the movie.
But I don't think everyone needs like necessarily like the same amount of attention we gave to Dale. Dale was a real.
No, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. We'll see. Some of them were kind of bad. Let's see. So then she does indeed fly on her vacation. And
Cancun, baby.
A very handsome British man approaches
from
her.
From all the British things.
But now...
Gosford Park.
I'm going to stop down here, if I may.
Oh, no.
Because this is important context. And the way that I would like to give people this important context is by doing what I am terming a reverse name generator.
Wow.
And... I'm going to do it on you.
Am I allowed to do one on you?
No. Well,
like
you
counter, like parry?
You can counter. Yeah. I think you have to have this done on you first. And then if you want to whip one out later, I'll accept it as fair play.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to ask you for, this is like one of those like magazine quizzes. So
a magazine?
Yeah. It's like just work with me. First of all, I need 2 adjectives from you that describe someone you care about.
Caring.
Okay.
And calm.
That's lovely. Okay. I would like you to tell me your favorite superhero.
Green Lantern.
Awesome. I would like for you to tell me your favorite philosopher.
Oh, good question. Who is the one who says that everyone should just party and have fun all the time?
Epicurus?
I'll go with Epicurus.
Okay. Name a system of government.
Oh, the House of Representatives.
No, a system of government.
Oh, let's see. Totalitarian
totalitarianism. Okay, I'd like for you to name a musical artist and one of their works.
Any narrowing you want me to do?
No, I guess like choose like your fucking favorite. Favorite musical artist and one of their works, or just one you really like a lot.
Do you remember that Gautier song, somebody that you used to know?
Gautier.
That's kind of been back in my rotation.
Okay, that's great.
Lately.
Great. That one really holds up. Okay. Yeah. And then finally, I'd like for you to name a disease.
Oh, what's the one that House always says?
Lupus.
Lupus.
Okay. Now we can do the name generator, which is what do you... want in a marriage? And let's see if this worked.
Okay.
At the 8-minute and 12-second mark, Sandra Bullock describes on her like Hacksaw's bulletin board where she's talking to, I think, Cyber Bob. They're all talking about how they're unlucky
cool.
in love. She says, and this is going to come back to bite her.
Cyber Bob makes one really like crucial mistake.
Yeah.
Which is that he puts his like his like AOL or like ICQ avatar.
Oh yeah, it's a sticker next
on
to
his like door buzzer
at the apartment. Yeah. So yeah. It's very easy because it just says it's like Fox, which is his last name. But then like when they're going to kill him, they see his like weird like emoji avatar.
His Cyber Bob emoji. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's talking to Cyber Bob about how they're all unlucky in love. They're married to the net. And she says what she would want if she could find someone to get married to is...
beautiful. Brilliant. Captain America meets Albert Schweitzer. Spends all day dashing into fray while making world safe. Democracy at night, playing Bach cantatas while curing cancer.
Yeah.
So tell me if this describes Jamie, I guess, who you've ended up marrying.
Okay.
Caring, calm, Green Lantern meets Epicurus. Spends all day dashing into the fray, making the world safe for totalitarianism. At night, playing Gautier's Somebody I Used to Know. while curing lupus.
Doesn't sound a lot like
I think caring is right for sure.
Yeah, I think the caring and calm stuff.
And
is
Green
good.
Lantern-ish?
Maybe. Yeah. I guess.
Well,
this
and
thing is like a lot of willpower. She's pretty willful.
Slightly worrying news for you now is that hacksaws who are listening to this podcast will now be able to catfish you because they'll just act like that.
Yeah. Ned is ultimate condom.
Excuse me?
That's what Jack Devlin's screen name end up having
been.
Had been.
Let's see.
He wasn't Cyber Bob. Was Aquaman?
He, there's Angel, there's Iceman, and there's Cyber Bob.
I think he was Angel.
No, she's Angel. He's something else.
He was in the room and he says
yeah.
He's sort of grousing about the internet.
Yeah.
He says, the net is ultimate condom.
The net is ultimate condom.
And that's you can cool. hear it in his robot voice.
Yeah.
She has like a cool setup.
Yeah.
Where her like ICQ chat rooms like read everyone out loud.
Yeah.
In different voices. So it's like she has everyone in the room with her.
It's really cool. And she goes to the beautiful vacation and then Jack Devlin. Oh, is it Devlin or Devon?
Does it matter?
Well, for the sake of the name generator, I'd like to say that it's Devon.
Okay.
This one will be really quick.
Okay.
What is your... debonair and handsome British man who is an obvious honey trap on the beach name.
Oh, yeah. This guy, like, has it all, baby.
Yeah.
At one point, I don't know, maybe you captured the timestamp. He is picking her up on the beach and she notices his like rig.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a nice piece of hardware. I assume you're in the business.
Isn't everybody?
Nope.
God, we're pathetic, aren't we?
Excuse me?
Well, we're here. We're sitting on the most perfect beach in the world, and all we can think about is
where can I hook up my modem?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's brought his laptop. Like, she's sitting there on his laptop. And
yeah.
He's brought his out, too.
Yeah, it's like a fucking, like, 1993, like, Acer brick.
And they have these, like, huge, clunky cases around them.
But, yeah, state of the art. For somebody who like got her thing, which is like, I want Captain America meets Albert Schweitzer, and then he shows up and he's like a British hacker. I'm not sure. It's like the best catfishing of someone where they like gave you a roadmap, but it does seem to have worked. And then at the 20 minute mark, he introduces himself. He says,
I'm Jack Devlin.
I think it's Devlin, but we're going to say Devon for the sake of the name generator, which is very easy to do. Everyone can play along at home. It's your first name that you have.
Tanner.
plus a county in England that begins with the first letter of the only name of your favorite Ninja Turtle. So I'll go first. I'm Jack Devon.
Oh, boy. I'm a little worried it's going to sound like we're married. I'm going to have to go to a map of England because Donatello is definitely my favorite as well. My name is...
Is it Tanner Devon? Because it does that. I hadn't quite put that together.
I like Tanner Darlington.
Okay, that's fucking great. I think Tanner Darlington is almost certainly what that same actor was called when he was in Gosford Park.
Yeah, I can play off Tanner Darlington. I'm really good at a British accent.
Okay, great. Let's not hear it.
If your favorite character from Ninja Turtle is, what's his name? Casey Jones.
Yeah.
You could be Jack City of London.
That's, I feel like, a little bit on the nose. So then here, I want to get in one more in memoriam before we go to our break. They have like a wonderful time. He sweeps her off her feet. They get pretty smoochy. And then they're like kind of making love on the beach when a man runs and grabs her purse and like runs into the
woods.
And Jack is like, I'm going to chase him down. And he chases him down. And then it becomes clear that they're in cahoots. And Jack goes through the purse and finds the Mozart's ghost disc.
Mozart's ghost.
And then the guy's like, give me my money. And Jack shoots him. And we have time for a very brief. And I don't know how to say this. I'll maybe have the clip itself say what the guy's name is.
It's not here.
It's not an hotel. I look everywhere. Shit. So I come here. I do like you say, whoosh, like magician.
Oh, yeah. You're the midget Houdini.
Then okay, I'm el dinero.
No.
I'll just go real quick. Didn't seem like a great guy.
Oh, but yeah, I'll say like, I don't know much about like where he's coming from or what he's going through, but yeah, all I really know about him is like, he's turned to a life of crime and
and that's pretty sad.
Guess he's pretty good at it.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it, but he got caught up with the Praetorians, which I feel like when someone asks you to mug someone on the beach, like, it's the last thing on your mind. And that sucks, and I'm sorry for him. And
my head's always on a swivel when it comes to the Praetorians. I question every job interview.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, do you have any questions? I'm like, yeah, you guys are the
Praetorians. Are you the fucking Praetorians? You have to say yes if you are. anyway, sorry he died. I'm sorry it went down like that.
Rest in peace. Not killed by Sandra Bullock.
No, that's true. So that's so far none of the people. Well, we could argue that Dale was kind of like collateral damage.
The Summer of Sam body count is one.
Okay.
She didn't hack into his airplane.
No, that's true. Yeah. She does almost kill Jack Devon. They go out on the boat together and have sexual relations. And then she finds his gun while he's like getting wine for them. And she hits him with a wine bottle and knocks him off the boat. It fucking rules.
She should have thrown him off the boat. Then she can't find the keys. So she like gets in like a little dinghy and drives away. And she lets him like live, even though she's going to like kill later.
She'll kill later. That's a good time for us to take a little break. And then we're going to get through the rest of this movie on the other side.
Okay.
Everybody, it's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which, to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner.
Lot of carnage left to kind of cover here.
Yeah, a lot of carnage. You know, we didn't. The movie opens with a death.
Oh, sure. The secretary.
Michael Bergstrom. Should we say a few words?
He was a firebrand Baptist senator who hated homosexuals. And then the hackers hacked into his system and said that he had HIV.
I'm not sure if the implication is that he was having
gay affairs.
Okay. Yeah. Then that does kind of add up.
Realized he had caught HIV and killed himself.
The Hacksors changed his diagnosis.
Sandra figures out later that the Hacksors did it. He actually doesn't have HIV.
Would you want to do an in memoriam for this guy?
Sorry, I should. Yeah.
It sounds like he was nice to his kid.
Yeah. Yeah. The only conversation we hear is that he's actually saying to his kid that he's not going to be allowed to play Nintendo unless he does something.
Yeah. Maybe we'll skip this one.
Yeah, and it sounds like his politics were pretty dicey too.
Yeah, and this is absolutely, we should say, Sandra Bullock's hands are clean here.
Yeah, and Sandra Bullock did not do it.
This is before she's even met Mozart's ghost. Okay, so should we just keep describing the film?
Sure.
We were both in agreement that it fucking owns, right?
Oh yeah, it was gripping.
It's gripping.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did admit to you this morning that I fell asleep last night at the
end. Yeah, that happens.
It's just because
I'm
old.
Who among us hasn't fallen asleep watching The Net at some point?
The most gripping part.
Yeah.
Fell asleep as she's running into the convention center.
It ain't easy. She has to admit that she's someone called Ruth Marks, whom she's not.
To get a temporary visa to fly back to America. Oh, keep in mind, she also spends 3 days in the hospital because she almost dies.
Even more than the ordering pizza from pizza.net, the most unbelievable thing in the movie, and I've just been dealing with trying to get my car registration changed from Texas to New York. She's trying to get her temporary passport, and a woman who's at the passport office is running around we've been looking for you to give you your temporary passport.
You're not the woman who's here about a temporary visa?
No, I am here about a visa, but is your social security number 915-30-1717? You live at 407 Finley Avenue, Venice, California?
Yeah.
That wouldn't happen. It doesn't happen, even in a different country, that someone comes and finds you with the paperwork you need.
Oh, no, certainly not. No, no, no.
They're you have to go home.
Not a government, not any kind of government agency.
No. But she has to sign that she is Ruth Marks, even though she's not, because the Hacksors have changed her identity.
Yeah. So when she gets back to the U.S.,
her house has been sold.
Her house has been sold and no one remembers her. She also, unfortunately, her mother does have dementia.
Yeah.
So the one person she has in her life
doesn't remember who she is. Yeah. No, it's
so she has
tough.
To reach out to the only other person who might know who she is.
Dennis Miller, baby.
Her former therapist and ex-boyfriend.
Lover. Yeah.
And now, yeah, again, slash lover, again, Dennis Miller.
And he's so Dennis Miller. He's more Dennis Miller than even Dennis Miller. He's Dennis Miller acting as Dennis
Miller. He's Dennis Miller. Yeah, I wish I could do a Dennis Miller.
Yeah, I could see you were
Dennis
reaching.
Dennis Miller, baby. I'm almost there. I can feel it. You know? It's in me. Dennis Miller. Oh, God. I can't do it.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's great. He's a mess. He's a predator, I guess.
I didn't quite get that.
or I guess like just sort of like a daddy.
I don't want to speak for everyone, but it's often a sign that something may have gone off the rails when like the therapist and the patient end up dating.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know. I'm not an expert. Maybe it's fine. I don't know. We do not give love advice on the podcast, but that sounds like something that's like maybe crossing a boundary. I don't know. I've never been to therapy.
He, like everyone else,
yeah,
thinks that she has hurt, like maybe gotten some kind of traumatic brain injury or something.
Yeah.
That's changed her perception of the world because.
Yeah. He doesn't really believe her, but he does. Yeah. He like comes at the drop of a hat to help her. And then. He gets merched, doesn't he?
He gets, did you say merched?
Yeah, he gets merched.
He gets merked. He gets merked in kind of the strangest way.
Yeah.
Because they hack into the like CVS.
Yeah. And they say, and all the people in the hospital are like, oh, he just had a bad reaction to penicillin.
Yeah. He's allergic to penicillin. So they hack into like his pain meds and they switch it with penicillin. So he takes penicillin, has an allergic reaction, ends up in the hospital. Right where they want him.
But then
the Praetorians.
Like the Praetorians hacks into the hospital.
Yeah. They give him insulin because they are like, oh, he's here for diabetic shock. Yeah,
they don't solve his penicillin.
Oh, and they murk him.
Ma'am, maybe you should just lie down for a while.
I don't understand. You said he was going to be fine. He was fine.
I know I did. I'm sorry. The insulin caused his blood pressure.
Penicillin. He was on penicillin.
No, Dr. Champion was being held for the treatment of diabetes.
No,
he went into insulin shock at 9:25.
No, he was not a diabetic.
Yeah, they murk him. Do you want a starter?
One quick thing I want to say about Dennis Miller in this movie. You're a breath of fresh air. You were.
Oh, God.
You were this beam of light in an otherwise pretty dark and scary movie.
Yeah.
They murked you in sort of the like tamest way possible.
Yeah, it seems like it died peacefully.
Yeah, I hope you died peacefully. I'm not sure what your relationship with Sandra Bullock was. It didn't seem like. It seemed off a little bit, you know? I didn't get like a great vibe on you, I guess.
I'll say a few words if I can.
I'm not quite done.
Oh, sorry.
And I guess just one quick thing. Like, if this movie had any one shot at being a romance movie.
Yeah, this was it.
It would have been you.
And that feels like a weird pairing. No offense.
Like, yeah, not good.
I don't think Dennis Miller is quite.
Yeah, the vibe's off.
Yeah, the vibe is off. I'll say a few things. I loved how you signed off on Weekend Update. You would say, "I'm Dennis Miller, and I'm out of here." And you'd like,
I didn't know he could do his like back, his other like his full catalog. I mean,
it's clearly Dennis Miller. It's not. He's not like acting a different person.
Yeah.
You know what? I was one of the few people who like was. I also sense that the vibe was off, but I kind of like liked the vibe you were bringing to like when you were on Monday Night Football briefly.
Oh, and, like, oh yeah.
You would like make like Nietzsche references and shit, and like John Madden and Pat Summerall would be like, what? I thought that was cool, and everyone hated 90s. It, but I kind of liked it, and I thought it was funny, and you know what? It's good to try things, and I guess I'll say like, it seems like you took like a pretty hard conservative turn and tried to do like conservative comedy for a while. And that's hard to do. But you know what? Respect the hustle and respect the game. And it ultimately seems like a nice man. And I'm sorry that they murked you so bad and they fucking did you like that in the net. And I'm sorry.
Smoked him.
Yeah.
Not Sandra's fault.
Yeah.
He was murked by, insulin shock.
Haxers. We should say really quickly that roughly around the same time at the 1 hour and 8 minute mark, they just absolutely fucking like stone cold kill Cyber Bob.
Yeah. Hi, Bob Fox.
Jack Devlin.
Yeah.
Fine, Cyberbot.
Cyberbot made one mistake. He put his fucking...
Well, Sandra is indirectly, I guess. We can't really call Sandra responsible for this. But she indirectly lets Cyberbot in on the conspiracy.
Yeah.
So he needs to be murdered.
She reaches out to all the people that she knows, and that is... In totality, her old therapist slash lover and Cyber Bob.
Puts the sticker right on his buzzer. Such a fucking, like, hacker amateur mistake. It's a cool looking avatar, like, sure, but...
It's like a baby with his, like, tongue hanging out.
She goes... It's not. She
it's
goes...
a bald man with his tongue
to jail
hanging out.
For some reason.
Did you want to say a few words about Cyber Bob, or...
I didn't know him well.
Yeah.
I just knew... I didn't know Robert Fox well. I knew Cyber Bob like a brother. You know? I know you have to go get your root canal soon.
Wisdom tooth coming out in 15 minutes. That's all right. We got, you know what? So they did Cyber Bob dirty. They didn't give him the time he deserves.
They didn't even show us his fucking face.
That's what we're here for. We're here to honor Robert Fox, a.k.a. Cyber Bob.
There's a guy at the 17 minute 20 second mark who is a bus driver, and he opens a door and says,
"Plenty of time, sis. Plenty of time. Ain't nothing coming in or going out for the last hour."
And he got more screen time and more lines than Cyber Bob, who I think of as like a brother. I've spent a lot of time chatting with Cyber Bob on ICQ.
Yeah.
And in like some visual chat rooms where we can have like voices and stuff.
Yeah.
I always thought his voice was really soothing.
Very cool avatar.
You know, I guess I'll miss him.
I'll miss him too.
I don't use ICQ that much anymore.
Wow.
You're still on it?
No, I just, you know, wanted to give you space if you, there was anything more you wanted to say. It felt like an emotional admission. But yeah. We should say quickly the rest of the movie, Sandra Bullock.
She gets broken out of jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
By
a guy called Ben Phillips.
Well, and I should say now he's a Praetorian.
Yeah. he seems like an FBI guy.
Yeah,
he's
seen through the, you know, the ruse.
I bought it at first.
Special Agent Ben Phillips, FBI. Malin's friend. It's a terrible thing. What happened to him?
I'm so glad that you're here.
Now, Angela, 2 seconds after Alan told me your story, half the agents in the computer crimes division hit the bricks chasing us down. Guess I'm beating every bush from here to eternity trying to find you. Sorry it ended up being a place like this.
Yeah, me too.
Well, let's get out of here. Get you someplace safe.
But then I was like, wait a second. This guy's a Praetorian. And I think Sandra has like the same arc. She's like, thank God. I thought I was going to be in jail for a long time. Because the Hacksors give her like a pretty bad record. They say Ruth Marx has done it all in terms of crimes.
Let's hop back into our hit segment, Summer of Sandra,
yeah.
Body Count.
Great.
Because this one's a little tricky.
Yeah.
Because Sandra tries to murk him. She slams her foot down on the gas.
Yeah. And
crashing their car conveniently into Jack Devlin's car.
Yeah.
And it seems as though he's died.
Yeah, it is later revealed.
Later confirmed on like an overheard news report.
On an overheard news report that he was the cause of death,
like,
was
executed.
Like execution style, like 3 shots to the head with like a Beretta or whatever. But we don't know that.
The crash seemed to have killed
him. And ultimately the crash, like, he never got out of
that. I mean,
the
crash is the reason he was like,
yeah,
not there to like defend himself against 3 shots in the head.
So do we want to chalk this up to, do we want to say that she bears some culpability here?
I think how many Sandra movies have we watched now? 3?
At least. Yeah.
So
this is maybe,
we're at number 1.
Yeah.
In the Summer of Sandra.
Yeah, she did. So we're keeping a running body count throughout the Summer of Sandra, Summer of Sandra.
Dra.
And so far, it's definitely 1, for sure.
1. So that guy gets murked.
Yeah, he gets murked. We don't need to do an in memoriam for him. He was a bad man.
I didn't really know him that well. The only person we got to know was his created character.
Yeah,
Ben Phillips,
FBI agent.
He seemed cool.
Yep, seemed nice. Seemed super nice. And does rescue her from prison.
Seemed like he got it, you know?
But she outwits them all, doesn't she?
Oh, and then she's just sort of in the wind. She's like Jason Bourne.
Yeah, like, she's a lot like Jason Bourne.
She flees from the car crash. And then is she just on the run for the rest of the movie? Does she ever get to settle down again?
She figures them out, the Praetorians. She hacksaws into like all their shit so that they accidentally end up like erasing all
that's
of
what
their,
she does. Yes.
Their like proprietary
she
software.
She goes back to her office. She goes back to the, yeah, the where cathedral. It all started.
And that's where she meets Ruth Marx, who is now pretending to be Angela Bassett.
Yeah. Calm down. Gross.
Yeah. Beautiful.
You guys should see him.
Yeah.
Like drooling. His like eyes are going like booga.
She outwits them. She hacksaws their stuff, so they erase.
Oh yeah,
their
she
stuff,
gets into like,
and she
her
sends
computer.
It to the FBI, all the evidence.
Oh yeah, and it turns out that it's the guy who's running the gatekeeper system, who's like the world's richest man. It's like, you know, Bezos.
No, it's Norton Antivirus. It's the guy who fucks whales.
Fucked. He's dead.
Yeah, sorry. Would you want to do a quick? yeah, I guess he was a very good man either.
I guess you were like
John McAfee.
John McAfee, I don't really know much about you, but I
know
you
that you were on the run for murder.
Antivirus, and you did like a whale fucking thing.
Yeah.
Where you fucked a whale's blowhole, I think.
And you definitely have killed someone.
And I think you killed someone, and I think you were killed in pretty suspicious circumstances, yeah, too. So I hope you didn't die violently, I guess.
And I'm sure you are currently turning in your grave that I am claiming that you're the inventor of Norton Antivirus. And not like McAfee's virus protection.
Yeah. His name was Norton McAfee.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it. That's the whole movie. We did it, folks. Mozart's Ghost. We didn't even
Mozart's
really talk
Ghost
about
ultimately
Mozart's Ghost.
Is well, they're a band. They're cool.
Are they?
They're
a
like
band?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Someone had to write that song. Mozart's Ghost.
The whole thing is like the CD is like a promo for their band, and it's their like summer event schedule.
Yeah, but do you
and
think...
And she even, like, clicks in and, like, sees who the, like, drummer is. His name is, like, huh, Johnny Rainbow or something.
Do you think
like
the Praetorians had to, like, do that themselves? Or do you think they just, like, co-opted someone?
That's
like...
what I'm saying, man. That's why I want to be in the Praetorians. Yeah. Like, what if I get to be the guy who's, like... You get to be in, like, the band who's, like, a cover.
I think that's your best case if you're in the Praetorians.
I think there's
they're
so
not putting
many
you on hacking
I could
duty.
Do. You know?
Yeah.
No, I don't know my way around a computer that well.
Yeah, you could
I
be...
think I've got a shot at this. anyway, they're not, they were in this one. They were cool. We didn't really talk about them all that much. Anyone else die? Well, yeah. Yeah. Then she sort of, so Ruby Marx, what's her name? Ruth Marx and Jack Devlin are now chasing her through the catwalks and back alleys of the like LA Convention Center.
Yeah.
Or San Francisco Convention Center. And Jack Devlin, Marx, Ruth Marx.
Yeah, at the 1 hour, 50 minute mark.
In other news, San Francisco police are investigating two mysterious deaths at the Pan Pacific Computer Convention. A young woman found shot to death in a backroom area has been identified as 28-year-old Ruth Marx. The other deceased, a male in his 30s, is as yet unidentified.
Ruth Marx, I'll take this one. Ruth Marx, you were a total smoke show. I don't feel like the movie does justice to that, like just in terms of the role that you're given, and like I don't know it seems like there should have been some like at least acknowledgement of the fact that like you're super hot.
Yeah, I have nothing more to add. There's plenty I would subtract, but. So she dies, and then yeah, moments later they're up on the catwalks and Sandra Bullock literally just pushes Jack Devlin off and kills him.
Yeah. And then RIP'd to him. The yeah, end. We did it. We got through all the in memoriams. We didn't get through all the name generators, but we got through
the good
ones. I
guess just one thing to say yeah, about Jack Devlin.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the movie didn't really, even in the news report, kind of over the credits, you got to go, I know.
No, but, it's okay. It's all right.
They say, they didn't even say his name. They say an unidentified male in his 30s.
Wow. Brutal.
So I guess just to say.
That's what I've been saying. They're saying like, it's that guy from that British thing.
Jack Devlin, I liked you in Gosford Park. Gosford Park is my wife's favorite movie.
Okay.
I think you're in that.
Sure.
You're in lots of British things.
Yeah.
you were pretty good at hacking, I guess. Yeah. You could really hack your way out of any situation.
Yeah, clearly very high up in the Praetorians, which is, so, I know, something of an aspiration for
something
Tanner.
Something I aspire to, yeah. yeah, and I guess you died in a pretty cool way. You got shoved off a catwalk and sort of like impaled on the top of a forklift.
Did kind of an awkward scream that wasn't very cool as you fell. Oh, no! Yeah.
Honestly, like, it's a 50-50 whether or not you, like, even died.
Yeah.
You sort of land flat on your back on the top of the forklift.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people, lethal. Like, the Shredder would come back from that.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe they were saving it for, like, yeah. The net, too.
Ugh, I can't wait. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Not that we don't have many more things to say about this film, but I do have to go and have a wisdom tooth extracted. Looking forward to that.
Do you think we've done enough work to support A Simple Plan yet?
I'm waiting to see in the Facebook whether the rule is, I'll reiterate it for you. If two total people out of all the people who listen to this show log into the Facebook group and request that we watch A Simple Plan.
Just anywhere in any way.
Under any circumstance. You can even do it grudgingly. Like, I guess I'm like 51% you should
do it. I guess until we know that, then what are we doing next week? We should probably do another romance.
Well, I've got a list for you. Yeah. I'll say continues to be the summer of Sandra. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, very much for bearing with me. I'd like to thank the Bee Babies and the Bug Babies very much for bearing with us. Please, everyone, remember to subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCC podcast and join our Facebook group. You can vote on things like whether or not we just avoid watching A Simple Plan, which, I don't know, it seems like we kind of have to because it's really got a lot of connective thread here. Yeah. But I'll leave it up to you. We just need two total people. And don't sign in again under a fake account. Praetorians
feel really strongly about it.
We'll figure that out. In the meantime, all that remains is for me to say that this week we watched film we watched is called The Net. Next week we're gonna be watching probably not Speed 2 or Gravity, given your I think justified claim that we should watch a romance. Miss Congeniality really splits the difference.
Oh yeah, baby. That's what I want.
Okay. Next
That's
week.
That's exactly what I want.
Summer of Sandra
action
continues.
Action romance?
Hot and heavy with an action romance called Miss Congeniality.
I heard the second one's even better than the first one.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it. Maybe we could watch Miss Congeniality too. I've never seen it.
It is the summer of Sandra.
All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope that you find your hackery ever after.
Good.
Yep.
We might be childhood friends. Drive you round the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kid to work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.